The complaint by the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign centers on legal representation given to Justice Michael Gableman to fight against a previous ethics complaint. That dispute was over whether Gableman violated Wisconsin's judicial code when he lied about his opponent in a 2008 campaign ad. Gableman's own colleagues on the high court deadlocked 3-3 on whether he should be punished. Gableman fought that complaint with the help of the law firm Michael Best and Friedrich, but the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports he was never charged for the firm's services. On top of that, Gableman never reported his free legal help from the firm, even as its lawyers appeared before the court in cases as prominent as this year's collective bargaining lawsuit. Wisconsin Democracy Campaign Director Mike McCabe says it's a flagrant case of judicial misconduct, given that the representation Gableman received for free was likely worth at least tens of thousands of dollars.
But on top of that, the ethics code requires judges to disclose these kinds of financial arrangements or financial relationships with anybody involved in a case before the court. Justice Gableman failed to do that. And the code also makes it pretty clear that a judge with a conflict of interest with this kind of a financial arrangement or relationship needs to recuse.
McCabe's group filed a complaint with the Wisconsin Judicial Commission. Should it investigate, Gableman's colleagues on the Supreme Court would still have the final say on whether or not he should be punished. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.